Podding on the spot, coming back, get you live from the basement. It's your boy Pat.
And your boy Big Will, teddy bear to the ladies.
I'll be back on that again, huh?
Yeah, you call me William, all right? Full name. William. No. Not Will, okay. William, all right?
All right, Bill.
Bitch. Don't you ever do no shit like that. No, that name is...
Bill.
All right,
Bill.
Richard, as Jamar called me. I said, like, where the hell did you get that from? Dick? Oh, RIP Jamar, SG. Anyways, so you want to talk about what's going on in the black community right now with, you know, racist ass cops in Minnesota? Actually, they're everywhere, but you know. We're just going to focus on Minnesota. We're going to focus on Minnesota. And we can talk about that. We can talk about Central Park.
Yeah, Karen out there acting up. Yeah. Karen out there Karen-ing.
Yeah, Karen, a.k.a. Amy Cooper. Let's put her whole name on out there. Amy Cooper just ruined her life. They say she made $2.7 million.
Oh, and lost man. That whole job.
Well,
she want to be out there
victim,
playing the victim.
Playing the victim. When they came, hello, how do you ride? I mean, she's turning.
Did you hear how hard she was breathing?
Yeah,
he's
like.
He's making threats to me and my dog.
Oh my God.
Man just standing back from you, probably about a good 20 feet away from you, just recording your dumb self. And you sitting there talking about he's making threats.
It's an African American male. He's making threats to me and my dog.
African American male. She should have just went ahead and said the N word.
Exactly.
Like, just go ahead and give out there. Yeah, for real. Because what you did, see that type of stuff. What do they call it? They call it weaponizing the police against a person.
Yeah.
Because when you get on there,
key trigger word, which is African American,
they're thinking the most violent, the most vile, the most, you know, this is what they think about black people. You know, everybody thinks about black people. It's sad, and we're going through a rough patch right now. We got a crazy president in the White House. Mm-hmm. You know, he'll tweet about certain things, but he won't tweet about this type of stuff. You know, if it's a person of color doing something, he'll tweet about it. But, you know, Amy, he ain't gonna tweet about that. He ain't gonna tweet about the officer kneeling on the brother's neck. And did you see they released the video?
When they got him out the car.
They got him out the car. It was a little tussle, but they got him in handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
And
so what was the reason for him even being tossed to the ground?
I didn't see. See, that's another thing.
That's the part that's missing.
That's the big part that's missing.
That's the part that's missing. Why is he on the ground? How did he end up on the ground?
And I guarantee you how he ended up on the ground was probably something verbal. He probably said something that they didn't like, and he got tossed to the ground.
Yep.
And, you know, people are like, oh, well, you know, people always, you know, go against the cops, this, not. No. These guys go through training. They go through certification, and they're supposed to know how to do their fucking job. You're a cop. You know you're going to deal with people all fucking day. You're dealing with people that lie to you all day.
You're supposed to know how to de-escalate a situation.
Exactly. And putting your...
Okay, so part of their training is when you subdue somebody sometimes you put your knee in their back.
Yeah.
Nowhere do they train you. Anywhere that I know of, do they train you to put your knee on the back of somebody's neck?
Right.
Maybe his upper shoulder blades?
Yeah.
But his neck? No.
Right.
That's not taught.
Right.
That's something that he did on his own.
Yeah. And for
they don't teach that anywhere.
He put his knee on his neck for 8 minutes. The guy said he can't breathe. Please help me. I need some water. Please.
They're going to kill me.
Yes. He said those words. And then the man, at the 4 minute mark or 3 minute mark, he was unresponsive. Like, he didn't do anything. He just laying there like he's asleep.
And he's still on his neck. The man's not talking. Still on his neck. Chilling. Got his hand on his hip. Like he just watching a freaking football game.
Yeah. unresponsive. Like, the dude is not moving around. And then when they finally, you know, did you tell, they called the ambulance and said he had a mouth injury. This is what they told them. You telling me you're calling the ambulance for a mouth injury? See, that was right there. They didn't know what to do.
They was panicking.
Yeah, they was panicking. It's like, oh my God, he's not breathing. I don't know what's wrong. Da da da. You know.
And what was so funny is the Asian dude kept trying to walk in the way of the freaking camera,
trying to block it out.
Trying to block it out.
And you, where you learn that at? Yeah, that's some dirty shit. Same police force that killed what's his name?
Philando Castile.
Yes, you know. This is the same police force, you know. And but the guy that killed that white woman, he's in jail. You remember that 2 years ago?
Talking about
the Somalian refugee the that became dude, a police officer.
The black dude that shot the white woman that ran up on the side of his car.
Yeah, and she hit the side of the car at 12 o'clock at night. What do you think a cop is going to do?
They already jumpy to begin with.
Exactly.
You know, no matter what race the police officer is,
yeah,
they're jumpy to begin with. They're always on team.
Yeah.
No matter what. They're always,
and I understand the job is like that. They deal with crazy shit all day.
Yeah, so you have to be on high alert.
She ran downstairs. She said she thought she heard a woman getting raped. And the police got there. She ran down there, ran up on a car and hit the car. Boom. What do you expect? He got convicted and he's in jail right now.
And that didn't take long at all.
No, they got rid of his ass.
Not at all.
Terminated him and then he was arrested and convicted. And you look at it like, hold on, what?
Just that quick.
You be like, hold on. And that, how y'all make things justifiable, like you think that I would somebody run up my car at 12 o'clock at night, I might shoot them.
And wait a minute, funny thing is, this wasn't even on video.
No,
this wasn't caught on camera,
right?
We've had multiple incidents of police officers being caught on camera literally murdering
individuals. Still get off,
and they just walk scot-free. They might lose their job,
right?
But you know, they're still gonna get a pension.
They walk away with all their benefits. Yeah.
And then they get put on administrative leave. No. I'm surprised these guys got fired. And I'm surprised it happened so fast. And the only reason it did happen is because video. They were pressured.
And the video.
They were pressured.
The video finally, works in our favor sometimes.
Yeah.
Not all the time, but sometimes.
I just hope that a conviction of murder comes out of this. Capital murder.
I don't think that's sketchy, because you know you have to put a charge on them that you can convict.
You can definitely convict them for murder, because they murdered him flat out. They murdered him.
Well, he murdered him.
Even if you get you can get police officers from other agencies and ask them, you know, bring them in as witnesses and ask them, hey, is this part of your training right here? Are you taught to put your knee on somebody's neck? No, the highest you're supposed to go is the shoulder blades, and that's even cutting it close.
Yeah,
but that's what you're taught. The highest you're supposed to go is the shoulder blades.
But the thing is, this is their system.
Yeah,
and they know how to get around certain things. Exactly. Like the guy at the Monte Carlo, was it Monte Carlo or the Venetia? The guy that got choked out, and they brought a MMA expert said, you know, that wasn't a deadly choke. It was the drugs that really killed him.
A chokehold is a chokehold.
Yeah.
No matter how you try to dress it up.
Right.
If you cutting somebody's air supply off,
you're killing
them. That is a chokehold.
Yeah, and you can kill a person. Yeah, you can kill a person.
No matter if you're doing it from the front, the back, the side, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You're cutting off the air supply. That is a chokehold.
What's that movie? Training Day?
Training Day.
And when he's like, oh, I see you put that illegal chokehold on me. You're not supposed to use that. He's like, dude, was like, I was getting my ass kicked. I had to do something. And he's like, yeah, you had to. Because, you know, you had to go home. You want to go home?
Exactly.
And he put that fatal chokehold on the dude.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, it's just, I hope they charge him right. I don't know. I think they just get a murder charge. You can't do capital murder. Because capital murder comes with a...
I mean, that's just what I want. I know that's not what you're going to get, but...
If they do that, he's going to get off, dog. He just need to be charged. And you know, I already know they're going to downgrade the shit. It's going to be manslaughter.
Yeah, he'll get about 5 to 10.
Yeah, and then he's going to have...
And he'll probably get out in about 3.
Yeah. And
good behavior.
Right.
Whatever.
So
stupid.
Yeah. Anyways,
the people that are put in charge of protecting us are the ones that are hurting us the most.
And you know another thing that hurts my feelings about this? Why don't any black cops come out and say, hey, you know, why are you treating us like slum? Like, because there's so many videos you see black people just get slammed for no reason, get beat up. Like, you know, they go extra hard when they have the authority over us, dog.
Or not even just black cops. Why don't any of the good cops, period, because, step forward?
Because they get scapegoated. They already know. It's a whole bunch of shit going.
It's so freaking stupid.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of shit going. You know, I'm not saying all cops are bad, but some of them just out there to do their job and go home. That's just what it is. And we all been in that situation, you know. You see something wrong, you just keep walking. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you guys are in control of our lives. Like, things can go left. You know, just because a person mouths off to you don't mean he needs to die.
Exactly.
You know, the whole, you know, the case in Georgia, he did go into the house. He didn't take anything. But they act like that was, you have to get your guns to chase this man down. Mm-hmm. And
because you think he's stealing.
Yes.
Come on.
Come on now.
Come on now.
And then that right there, that whole system right there is going to get destroyed because the cops told the homeowner, if you see something, contact this person. So you're pretty much having, you know, what do you call it? A mob going after a person that's unarmed? Are you serious?
Yep.
Get the fuck out of here. Yep. Man lost his life. And then it was all crazy. They weren't going to do shit unless the video came out. Mm-hmm. The video came out a month ago. Now all this shit, the ball can roll. Everybody got killed back in the end of February. February. And that shows you what video does. Because if the video never came out, they'd be right now at home watching SportsCenter and barbecuing for Memorial Day and everything else.
Exactly. Exactly.
So
I thank God for camera phones.
Yeah, I know. That's that's a weapon for us right
that
now.
It's bringing everything that they do to light.
Right.
Everything.
So,
you know, whether it works in our favor or not, you know, because sometimes, you know, people do act stupid.
Oh, yeah. And it happens.
But, you know,
but still, if you even act stupid, it's not a death penalty.
Yeah, you still don't deserve
it. Unarmed. Like, how many times you hear black man unarmed, gunned down?
Yeah.
The shit that happened in, was it North Carolina, South Carolina? The traffic stopped when the dude took off running and he shot the dude in the back. And then when he went over there, you know, he threw something on the ground. I forgot what he threw. Like, he said, he threw his taser on the ground. He snatched my taser off me. Didn't know somebody was recording him. You dig what I'm saying? Oh, he snatched my taser and I felt threatened. But the thing is, you shot him in the back. How are you feeling threatened when you shot in the back? That means he's fleeing. He was away from you. Okay.
How do you feel threatened by somebody if they're running away from you?
Right. Right.
You can't. Yeah. You can't. You can't even justify that.
Yeah. And like, you know, let's go back to the case down in Miami when the social worker was out there with the autistic child. Remember that?
And got shot.
He got
laying on the ground.
Had both hands up and he got shot.
Still got shot.
I don't even know what happened with that case. It just disappeared. I need to look that up. But yeah, he had both hands out there.
Amazing.
And he was out there trying to save the autistic boy. And he out there with a, and the bad thing, the boy had a toy.
Mm-hmm.
A fire truck or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you can, what's so crazy? You can look at people and tell that they're slow, not developed. I can look at that boy and tell he's a grown man and he's acting like a child.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at him.
He's sitting there playing with toys.
Playing with toys.
Like, come on now.
And that man was out there trying to save his life because he know the cops are right. They had the AR-15s on him ready to go. That's what he got shot with. I hope that settlement was nice because I know he got something.
Mm-mm-mm.
So it's, yes. You know, it's just so many cases. And you just don't see other races go through. Yeah, it does.
Makes you sick to your stomach.
It does. So
we'll see what comes out of this one.
Yeah, hopefully they get the conviction. And, you know, I think the one with the kneeling down and they going crazy over Kaepernick. You know. Why is he kneeling? He's disrespecting the flag. No, he's doing
this. This is the reason.
This is the reason why.
Right here.
Sandra
to bring
Bland.
To this.
Sandra Bland.
Like, come on.
Eric Garner.
It's got to stop.
Eric Garner got choked out over some damn loose cigarettes. But Dylan Roof, you want to go to Burger King?
I know you just killed a bunch of people in a church.
You just killed 9 people in a Baptist truck. But are you hungry, right?
Let's get you a double Whopper.
Yeah.
You want bacon on it?
Do you want to scooch the crown? Put a crown on your head, too.
Yeah, we got you. Oh. We got you. We'll take care of you.
Take the motherfucker to Burger King because he said he's hungry.
Have you ever heard of that?
I never heard of that before.
That's somebody getting arrested for anything. Murder. Just anything, period.
And do you want to go? Do you want to stop at Subway? You want a six? You want a footlong?
Hey, you hungry back there?
You want to toast it?
We gonna make a stop. You hungry?
Yeah. You want Gatorade or you want
to get you a sandwich?
Yeah. I want you going to jail. You know, interrogation room. Yeah, you know,
because you're gonna get a little hungry in there. You're gonna be in there for a while. No one wants you sitting in that Starbucks. Yeah. So we're gonna get you a burger.
So we can pose that question. You can just go through the history of all of the Laredo shooter at Walmart. They took him alive. He killed 25 people. And they're just blowing away immigrants, you know. I don't know why he was specifically targeting immigrants. Why would he do that? Yeah, political times.
Did somebody say something about that?
I don't know. I don't know. Build that wall, maybe? I don't know. But, yeah, but he, you know, they took him alive. They always take him alive.
You know what? They pick and choose who they want to take in alive. They pick and choose.
Now, he's sitting somewhere living comfortable under the tax dollar right now.
Because if I was a cop, I'm sorry. I don't care if Dylan Roof did come out complying. I'm shooting something off.
I don't blame you.
I'm shooting something.
You went into a house of worship. What's so sickening about this? They invited him in. He sat with the congregation. They was doing Bible study. He sat with these people. And then 15, 20 minutes after, he got up and started shooting the same people he was sitting with. They're in there praying.
Crazy as hell.
If you're a non-believer, believer, these people are in the house of the Lord. Lord, my lawyer. The house of the Lord.
Court is in session.
Yes. I know, right? But, yeah, and he killed these people.
Yeah.
Killed them. Cold blood. And went outside and just handcuffed them. I'm hungry. All right. Don't worry about it. We'll stop by the Burger King.
That's just the thing that irritates me the most is we can come out, be compliant, and still get hot ass lead put in our butt.
Yeah, or get your ass whooped. I ain't gonna forget that one video. Remember that car chase in Alabama? The guy was running from the cops. His car flipped. He was ejected.
And how they roughed him up?
Roughed him up? They whipped his ass. The first dude dropped a knee and a punch on an unconscious body. I was like, wow.
They roughed him up something tough.
I want to know what his injuries was, because he got ejected out the car. He was unconscious. He wasn't going nowhere. That officer dropped a knee and a punch on him, and then they just got to beating him, dog. I mean, they were beating him, dog.
Takes you back to the good old Rodney King days.
Oh, yeah. He got his ass whooped.
That man over the traffic stop.
Yeah, and they beat the hell out of him. Thank God he was high, because if he wasn't high, he probably would have died out there that day, bro. Man. And what's so sad about that? And they went to trial. Not guilty. And they burnt that motherfucking city down.
On video. Once again.
Yeah.
On video. How do you not come back with a conviction of guilty? Well, I mean, not a conviction. A freaking, what they call it? That damn,
I don't know.
When the jury decided, whatever it's called, I'm old. God dang it. Give me a break. How do you come back with a decision of not guilty? How is that possible?
A verdict. Yeah, the verdict. Okay. Well,
that's just not possible.
See, this is another thing. This is how, as the black community, we have to start doing more. We need to become more cops. We need to get into the system. We need to have more prosecutors so they can see it from our perspective. And you people need to be on juries. Yeah, everybody be avoiding juries.
Stop that.
Stop avoiding juries because when you have 19 Trump supporters just at the door, we can't wait.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. He did it. The evidence could say something completely different. Whatever. And you have these same like-minded people in the room. Exactly. What are they going to do? There's a lot of people in jail right now convicted. They've been wrongly convicted. DNA had to overturn stuff. Mm-hmm. But they got convicted because 12 like-minded people was in a room and said, he did it. Look at him. Just look at him. His name is Malik.
You know he did.
Yeah, Malik Smith. Yeah, he did that shit.
Just listen to the whole name.
Yeah.
You know he did. See, and here's the thing about getting more of us on the police force. And this has to start with us. We have to stop looking at law enforcement like it's such a bad thing to be involved in.
Right, right.
Because if more of us become involved in law enforcement, then we can start policing our own communities.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Yeah.
More of us get involved in it, we can start policing our own communities and policing the police.
Right. But it comes to, and it's a lot on us. We need to do a lot more in our community.
Yeah, we have to get out of that. Oh, the police is our enemy.
Yeah.
They're da 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 da. No, how about you go be one so you can change that?
Yeah. And you
be the change in that culture, be the change in that environment.
Yeah.
Don't always just sit back and want to complain. Change. Go join and change.
Stop being a victim.
Exactly.
The victimhood
is. You gotta stop being the victim.
Yeah. And a lot of we need to, like you said, police our own community. There's a lot of shit to go on in our community. We always talk about it. That's straight bullshit. And we, like, the gratitude of being ghetto, like, that's not cool. That's why we're never gonna go nowhere.
Nah.
Like, you know, the whole the baby mama era. Like, you see women that are proud to be
baby mamas
and single, and the whole I'm single, independent, this and that. No. We need families.
That's not a badge on it.
Yeah, we need a father, a husband, a wife. We need an all in one household. You know,
I got 11 kids by 8 different women.
You
that's
see
a
that
badge
shit?
Of honor, my dude.
Yeah, and you know, and what's so sad? That type
Come
of shit.
On, man.
You see women. Look at that. Like, that's attractive.
Yeah.
They will date a nigga.
He must got some good dick. No.
That's not what that means.
That is not it. Please stop it. That is not it.
Right.
That's not what it means.
Right.
It means
it's
he was a
culture. It's a culture thing. Like, this is the culture now. Just like the video that we was talking about earlier in the week with the girl talking about she don't want a dude that's a square.
Yeah.
And she wants fast money. Even if the guy makes $500,000, that's square working money. Unless he ain't doing fraud. She literally said, if he working in the bank and he ain't doing fraud, he ain't shit.
Stupid.
$500,000 a year. And she's like, nah, I need fast money. I need something. If he need to buy me something today, I need it today.
Stupid.
And I'm looking at her like, that's the mentality you have all about buying something today?
Yeah.
Like today,
mm-hmm.
You're not talking about building wealth. You're not talking about building your home. Oh yeah, she probably. And then what's so crazy? I guarantee she got baby mama. Fuck, can't even read. Seriously, no, for real. Seriously,
yeah, you right on.
Got a Gucci belt and ain't got a car. I see it all the time.
Standing at the bus stop.
I mean, you literally see people. I see it all the time. Instagram. They got Gucci this, Gucci that. And you look at their mouth like, damn, you ain't been to the dentist ever. And why you got so much money and your family members look like trash every time I see them? But you got Gucci on and your Dodge Neon, putting $3 on the tank. Put three on four. $3 on four? Yeah.
That's a nice Gucci belt you got on. Thanks, partner.
Man, we lost, bro. We lost.
Yeah.
Anyways.
We'll be found one.
We gotta do better. That's all.
Sunday,
yeah.
Catch y'all in a minute.
Peace.
This episode has been brought to you by Chapstick. You got ashy lips. You run around looking like you've been kissing flour all day. Looking like you've been dragging your lips on the concrete. They bleeding. They cracked. Go on ahead and toss a little chapstick on there. Everything will be all right. Thank you. So COVID-19, a.k.a. the coronavirus.
You want to say the Wuhan virus? Chinese virus? Be racist?
Nah, I'm good. I'm good. We can deal with enough of that. I ain't got time for that. But yeah. So this thing hit us like freaking bat out of hell.
Really? You use bat out of hell? Wow.
Like a bat out of hell. Oh, yeah, huh? Bat. Right. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
you're right. You're right. That's where they say it came from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway.
Our life has changed forever.
Hopefully not forever. But it has definitely changed dramatically.
They say it's going to be around like HIV.
Going to be around forever, huh?
HIV AIDS, yeah. It'll be just creeping on surfaces and just hop up. Gotcha. Got your hand. Oh, my God. No.
No, Corona. No. Bad Corona.
Got your hand. Like I tell you, I swear.
You keep that bitch. I don't want it back.
When you see something running down the street that look like cornflakes.
That's Corona.
You
better take off running.
Like, damn, big old cornflake, man. What is going on?
Hey, let me tell you what. Corona is fast.
Yeah, super fast.
Corona run 100 in about 2.95. Yeah,
Corona.
So you ain't even going to outrun that thing.
It's Corona Usain Bolt. Gotcha.
It's moving quick. Crept up on us and, you know, we didn't really know. We weren't prepared for it. I'll tell you that. Wasn't prepared.
Yeah, so the first thing, we have the non-believers that don't think the virus exists, even though we're at 100,000 deaths, and
yeah.
I don't know how many worldwide, but quite a few. Spain was hit they just had bodies all in the hallway at the hospital. Like, it was just crazy.
I think Italy took it the worst, though.
Yeah, I said Spain, yeah.
Spain, yeah.
Italy, yeah. Anyways, Italy took it horrible.
Yeah.
And they said China lying about their numbers. They
probably had a whole lot more.
Yeah, they had
because since that was the hotbed where it supposedly started at, yeah, they definitely had more cases than anybody worldwide.
Right.
But, you know, numbers always get skewed. They want to try to keep it down so they don't get everybody in a panic. Well, I'm sorry. Once you throw out the word pandemic.
Yeah, for real.
That puts people in panic mode.
Bruh, they shut down the economy. Like, it was a mandatory stay-at-home order other than going to the grocery store and necessity. I had never heard of necessity and non-necessity, essential and non-essential. Yeah, like,
I didn't know I was a non-essential until this happened.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there thinking that I'm important to my job. Not really, but you know, it just sounds good to say that.
Yeah, don't come back.
Yeah.
So
I find out that, oh, damn. I'm non-essential as hell.
And then,
if I'm not a supervisor, I'm going to just be SOL.
Pretty much. And what's so crazy is, what they tell us to do is shit you're supposed to be doing already.
Exactly.
Like washing your fucking hands.
Exactly.
Like, you know.
But you'll be surprised how many people just walk out the bathroom.
Bro.
Just get out the bathroom.
I saw it, and
don't wash their dick beaters.
Where's that?
They just walk out.
I was at Walmart, and it was like four of us in the bathroom. I'm just in the urinal. But these dudes just, one dude came out the stall and it smelled like, it was boo-boo. I know. He walked right out.
Didn't wash his hands. He probably looked in the mirror, probably blew his nose, did his hair a little bit.
Nah.
And walked right on out.
Nah, he walked out.
I see that all the time too.
Yeah, you see that. And you know, in certain cultures that like to shoot the boogers in the grocery store.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hold on, bro. You're not in a third world country no more. You can't just shoot a booger on the floor and just keep on walking. And people stand at you like, dog, you ain't outside. You're not. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, man.
Yeah, but yeah, people don't wash their hands. And like, you really have to tell people, oh, wash your hands. Exactly. Make sure you wash your hands for 20 seconds with warm water and soap.
See, that's something that you should only have to tell a child. You shouldn't have to tell a grown ass adult, hey, go wash your hands.
Yeah.
You just in there touching yourself. Go wash your hands.
Right. Right. But nah, they go in there and touch themselves. They put their hands on the wall.
Yeah.
And then they go put their hands around their old ass grandma and gave her the corona.
And now she in the ground.
Yeah, now
sorry,
she did.
Sorry, grandma. Because John didn't want to wash his hands.
I don't ever wash
my
hands.
Now you ain't here no more.
Well, I take a bath. Is that good enough? Once a week?
No, John.
Oh.
I wash your hands here, buddy.
But yeah, and the sneezing. You know what I'm talking about? See people just sneeze in open air like without just, covering just, their
just,
nose.
And just blow it everywhere.
Yeah.
Don't even try to cover with a shirt.
Yeah.
The hand, nothing.
Sneezing is the worst because you can, if you look at somebody when they sneeze, you can see it.
Yeah. You see the particle. You see the spritz.
Yeah. You like, oh, whoa. Because I can sneeze sometimes and then shout out my head and be like, oh, let me go get me some napkins and go wash my hands right quick.
You like, oh, did you just sneeze on me?
Right.
What was that?
Yeah. So now everything is social distancing. You have to stay 6 feet apart, which motherfuckers ain't doing. Definitely. You know, you go to the grocery store. You have to get close together to, you know, fit places.
Yeah.
So that's a whole nother thing.
Even though they're trying to limit the amount of people that they have in these establishments, you're still going to come in close contact with people because you're going to be in the same area a lot of the time.
I think Walmart did that shit for like a week. I haven't waited outside of Walmart ever since like the end of March.
Well, I still see them counting. They still count. So when they get to that certain number, they're going to cut it off.
You think so?
I know the one up the street from my house.
They cut it off.
They be out there with their
iPad. But that's a neighborhood market, right?
Even the big one.
The big one?
Even the big Walmart.
Okay. Because I never seen them. Because at one point, we were standing outside.
Yeah.
And now, I don't never see, like, around the first of the month, when people getting their stamps and this and that, I don't see it like that. We just walk right on in. I think they care about the money.
I guess it really also depends on what time of day you come.
Yeah.
Because if you come in, like, a busy time, like, say, when everybody got off, like, 5 o'clock in the evening, you'd probably be standing outside then.
I've been there at 5 o'clock. I don't think they care. I think it's about the money, though.
Could be.
You know? Because Smith's.
Them greenbacks.
Yeah, Winco did it for a little bit. They don't do it anymore. They're back to 24 hours, too.
Okay.
If you need to go there. Okay. All of them. So, but nice. Yeah.
But yeah, this definitely changed everything. You know, they're slowly, some states, cities are slowly opening things back up in phases.
And they fucking up already.
We're in phase two starting
tomorrow.
Friday.
No, it's tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, yeah, tomorrow because the next day. Yeah, yeah, so starting tomorrow, we're going to be in phase two.
Yeah, we go to massage theaters,
massage parlors,
bowling alley.
I can go get my happy ending.
Yeah, pay her now to rub it out.
I'm coming, Ling Ling.
Yeah, you got that corona on your hands? Show me what it do.
Go ahead and give it to me.
But this is crazy. Bowling alleys?
Bowling alleys. Movie theaters.
Like, so,
gyms. Here's my thing with the gyms. Yeah, we were talking about this earlier today. So, since everything has to have a limited amount of people, now it's 50 people. Instead of 10, now it's 50.
Right.
So, with the gyms, how are they going to do that? Are you going to limit it to 50 people and then everybody else has to make an appointment or stand outside?
Right.
You know, how is that going to work? I know it's probably going to be first come, first serve. So first 50 people that come there can work out.
Right.
Are you going to put a time limit on these workouts? You know, are you going to, like I said, have people make appointments just to come work out?
Right.
How are you going to do this? Because you're going to have a lot of pissed gym heads standing outside or whatever the case may be. Because they can't get inside the gym.
Did they ever say you have to wear a mask?
I don't know.
I can't see that being possible.
It's probably going to be mandatory.
How are you going to wear a mask working out?
Dude, I don't know.
This is going to cause more health problems.
Yeah.
Because now, like I said, with Burlington's, they got people. This is Las Vegas. It's hot as hell. It was 104 mm-hmm. today, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to have people outside with a mask on mm-hmm. getting cooked.
Mm-hmm.
The mask is going to make your body a little bit hotter, and people are going to start falling out.
People are already breathing their hot-ass breath.
Oh, yeah, you know.
And that's causing condensation in their mask.
Yeah.
So now you're breathing in particles, liquid particles, mixed with hot-ass breath.
Yeah, that's your breath smell like boo-boo.
People going to be
out there passing out.
Why did Susie fall out and take her mask off?
Oh, shit. Lord have mercy.
I see why she passed out.
Did you see them streams? Like in the cartoons, you see the green stream? Like, oh, man. That's why she passed out. The hot sun and her breath.
She was breathing in toxic fumes.
She's not. Who wants to give her mouth to mouth? Fuck that. I'm going to throw a coat over her, man.
Slap that BVM on her face.
Oh, no. I'm not doing that either. And something might seep through and I start throwing up on top of her. Yeah. But anyways. But yeah, this is Vegas. I already know some people. Because they had to have the cooling stations today.
Yeah.
Are you telling me people going to have to wear a face wrapping? Okay.
Between us and Arizona. Because we are by far the two hottest states.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to just dry heat. We are by far the two hottest states.
What's that part of California where people...
Death Valley.
Oh, yeah. I can't. Oh, no.
Please stay away from Death Valley.
Yeah, stay away from Death Valley.
Please. We'll need more of y'all coming up, miss.
Don't they get up to like 120?
Yeah.
120.
Yeah, they get hot.
Jeez. Y'all don't understand how hot that is. You walk out, I would say July 10th. July 10th.
Satan going to be greeting you at the door.
You open the door.
Where you been?
Yeah, the sun is waiting. like right there, just winking at you, like, come on, buddy. Just walk to the car. By the time you get to the car, you'll be a different color. Like, real talk. I
y'all, have, y'all been trying to get that tan? It's coming.
That's why I had to get rid of them leather seats.
It's coming.
Man, them leather seats, get on them
walk
seats.
And start, look, walk outside, damn. Smell like hamburgers out here. Somebody barbecuing.
No, I smell like bacon. I smell like thick, curled bacon getting in the car. Like,
is that maple bacon?
Yeah.
No, that's me.
Yeah, for real. As soon as your skin hit that seat,
you hit sizzle.
You hear that? Man, I'm going to go get a towel. Put a towel down.
Oh, man.
And you want me to have a mask on top of this, too?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Exactly. There's going to be cats in red lights just passed out in their car.
They're going to be like, what happened?
Man, that mask and the high breath and the heat.
I don't know.
That's a deadly mixture.
I don't know.
That's a cocktail from hell right there.
Breath cocktail.
Yeah.
Whew. Y'all better get y'all dental hygiene right now. Because if you don't, you will cause toxic.
Just get your hygiene together, period. Because I'm thinking about, too, like, what about roller coasters? Everybody get on a roller coaster, and then one person start coughing, and then your particles going back. Just think about that. Like, can you
it's get just, it? Everything is just going to, it's going to be different. And it's not going to be back to normal until vaccine. They figure out something. You know, whether it be vaccine or just something. Something to slow it down or.
Well, the Republicans are already putting out there, like, you know, the vaccine is going to be a chip. And, like, they're already scaring people away from the vaccine right now. Let them go ahead and die.
That's what they want anyway.
Yeah. Just like the lady from a beauty salon that opened in Missouri.
Yeah.
Two of the beauticians, they both sick. But, you know, they said they got to make just money and da-da-da.
Now they up in there coughing on people.
Yeah, and they said they both showed signs of the shit for 8 straight days, dog.
Before they finally quit working.
Yeah, until they were shut down. They have to contact 160 people and tell them to quarantine themselves.
Jeez.
All because, you know.
I would be pissed.
I would be pissed, too.
Pissed. Like, you knew you were sick.
Yeah.
You knew you didn't feel good.
Yeah.
Why you bring your stupid ass here?
Yeah, and they're not even worried about the vaccine no more. The administration right now is worried about protecting the owners. They trying to get something in place. So, you go into Subway and somebody leave a little Corona on your sandwich. And you go home and eat it and you get sick.
You can't sue them. Yeah.
So that's going to be the whole, like, oh, you can't sue anybody. You catch Corona. Like, that's why I don't think the cleaning is going to be up to par. They're going to quit. They're just like, well, you catch it. That's on you. You can't sue us for it. There's not going to be any liability for it.
Nah, none at all. None at all. So the newest thing that employees that are going back to work, because out here, hotels are slated to open up June 4th.
Right.
That's next week.
Right.
So what they have to do now is they now have to answer questions. And this is at pretty much every establishment.
Yeah, I heard
you
about this.
You now have to answer questions concerning whether you've been in contact with somebody, you know, that may have had it or you know, have it or whatever. Do you have an elevated temperature? Are you feeling some type of way? Right. You have to answer all these questions. Now, if you answer yes to just one of those questions,
you have to go home.
You can't come to work.
Yeah,
you can't come to work.
Yeah.
Now, the good thing about that is you're not going to be penalized for it. That's the good thing. But I can see that going sideways.
You know,
I can see people taking advantage of that.
Yeah, people are going, you know what? I don't feel too good.
Yeah, I think I got a touch of Corona.
No, you just said that temperature. You ain't got to say Corona. You said Corona, they're going to say you can't come back for 14 days.
Yeah.
So if you want that 1-2 days, you want to get a 3-day weekend?
Just say you got elevated temperature.
I don't feel too good.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you go to work, just stand by the time clock, put your hand up against the wall, start breathing heavily. People finna play this, Doc.
Yes, yeah. They are. They are. Because people are already going to be pissed off.
They're losing that $600.
Not even that, but that they're going back to work and now they're losing hours.
Yeah, because a lot of people are going back to work and they're getting hours cut.
Yeah.
You was 40 hours a week?
Oh, now you're going to get 20.
28. We're going to make sure we keep you under so you can't get your insurance either.
Yep. I was talking to one of my coworkers from the arena tonight, and she was telling me that she just got furloughed because where she works at, they're cutting down staff.
Of course.
So.
Yeah, so you're going back to work. You lost the benefit of the unemployment that was, you know, a bonus.
Which is going to be
done in 2 months. Yeah, 2 months. So. You got 2 months on it. But the whole thing is, it's just, I don't know how they're, you know, because they keep saying, oh, it's going to be a V-shape economy. It's going to bounce. No, it's not. You know any business that's not coming back? You know how many times I drove around town and see business, like, signs are down. Yeah. Like, they're done.
Still boarded up.
Yeah, they're done. Not, they're not coming back, at all. And then, what did Trump say? Trump said, oh, you lose one job, you just get another better job.
Dude, ain't no job. Where you going to get the better job at, you stupid fuck?
Hey, it's been horrible for jobs, like for a job, career-wise, you know, people, you need to get a trade and get something you can do because jobs are not it no more.
And make sure it's a trade that's actually something that's going to stick around for a while.
Yeah, I'm not saying.
You know, like plumbing or, you know, AC or something like that.
I'm not talking about arts or nothing like that.
Yeah, something that can actually still be making money when stuff like this happens.
Yeah, but yeah, it's going to be a whole bunch of shit that goes. You know, the mall, man, my friend went to the mall and I'm like, this is bullshit. Like, there's one store people was waiting in. It's called Zoomies or I don't know what the hell it was, but I'm looking at people out here waiting to get in this store. Mm-hmm. And then you go, most stores is closed or only two people can come in. You tell them, and then it had a sign right there when you got the elevator. It said, if the store is full capacity, just come back later. Just come back. I got a life. I can't just hang out. I ain't a teenager.
But there is such a rush to get everything back open to try to get the economy going again. This is not the way to do it. This is not the way to do it. Because what you're doing, so you're bringing back the businesses. Okay, people are making money again. Cool. But you're bringing them back at half the capacity.
Yeah.
At first it was less than half the capacity. Now it's half the capacity.
Huh?
Hotels. We have freaking 1,200 room or whatever room hotel. We'll just say 1,200 for a good number.
Right.
1,200 room hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Between the hotels, the people that stay in the rooms, and the people that are actually in the casino, you have to keep that number down. So you can only sell maybe less than half the rooms.
Right.
Because you also have to count the people that are going to be coming inside in the casino gambling.
Right.
You're still not making that much money. You're still not covering your bottom line.
Yeah,
but you're open.
Yeah, we're fucked.
You're open.
We're fucked because the bills ain't going down. It's going to be the same amount of power. Yeah, and you're going to have to pay these people that's coming back to work.
It's stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid. We're going through something. And what's so crazy, they spent all this money on wars and, you know, stealths that cost $3.4 billion and all that. But then when it comes to the people, even though I know some people do abuse it, but as of right now, it needs to be abused because I know a lot of people. I know somebody that's still not getting unemployment. They're still pending. It's been 9 weeks. 9 weeks. And then how y'all going to implement another unemployment for gig workers and then have them start off just like fresh? Oh, you work for Uber? Go ahead and get that unemployment. But the people that's been laid off, because they had numbers, it's like 27,000 people that still haven't got the unemployment in the city. And we have the highest unemployment in the nation.
In the nation, right here in this little small town.
Yes.
Not a city. This little small town.
Right.
We have the highest in the nation. Tell me that ain't stupid.
Yeah.
And that's because everything that we do out here is tied to that damn strip.
Yeah. The airport.
Everything is tied to the strip.
Alcohol, partying, clubbing, restaurants, you know, the transportation. I just found out the other day, I saw somebody put on Facebook, they was like, I'm so fucking pissed off, I had to buy a bus card, and then I found out the buses are free.
Oh, they're not charging people.
They're not charging, because they don't want the people to come out, they don't want them coming up to the front putting the money in. So they're just letting people get on. So you just get on in the back.
I was wondering why I'd be seeing people getting on in the back.
Middle, yeah, they're not charging people.
Okay.
So she was pissed off, and they told her she can't get her money back.
That's bullcrap.
So I was like, why don't they cut off the fucking kiosks then? She went to the kiosk and paid at the kiosk. I was like, see,
that's snake shit. Yeah.
That's that snake shit. And then you don't tell them they can't get their money back.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah. I felt bad for her. But yeah, everything is tied to the strip, you know, and we're losing so much tax revenue. They say it's $2 million a day, and it's been 9 weeks. You do the math. You know what I'm saying? So
that's a lot of damn money.
And then I want to know how they're going to do schools. They got 3 months to figure out.
We're probably going to start back off homeschooling again.
You think so?
I think so.
I think they're going to rotate. I think they're going to say, well, if you got a last name, A to M, you come Monday. And then Tuesday, we're going to have the rest of everybody come. Because they can't have, we already, there's 50 kids per classroom. And you know, we just talked about cleanliness. You know, some of these motherfuckers is dirty.
Yeah, nasty as hell.
Yeah, the parents are dirty. They're dirty. I don't give a fuck. They're going to send their kids to school, crawling on the backpack, on the lunch pail, and they're going to put their lunch pail on somebody else's lunch pail.
You see, I want to just hop it from person to person.
They're going to see the cornflake man running through the playground, and they were like, huh, we got to shut the whole damn school down. And then that school going to turn to, who was on that bus? Mm-hmm. That bus traveled to that school.
Who was that bus driver?
Oh, my God.
What yard did they come out
of? Oh, my God.
Who were they in contact with in that bus office?
Oh, my God. And there's going to be,
yeah. It's going to be like Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except we ain't eating nobody.
Yeah. And umbrella going to be everywhere. So it's, I don't know that. It's just, it's tricky. It's tricky. Because soon as somebody's child die and it's going to be connected to something public, it's going to be hell. Because right now, the numbers they're saying, honestly, I think it's more numbers. They're just keeping it, you know, we're just going to show them.
They're skipping the numbers.
We're going to, yeah. You know, don't worry about that.
I mean, our governor out here, he said that the number of people that tested positive for it or whatever it is went down by 6.7%, and they conducted over 9,000 tests this week. I'm just like, 6.7%, bro? That's not enough. You're not even in double digits. That's not enough. But yet and still, you want to open up places like movie theaters and bowling alleys.
Yeah, where people want to walk in and pick a bowling ball, put their fingers in it, and be bowling, pressing buttons,
I'm put my name now, in. Them people,
they don't care about their job.
They're not going to be sitting there cleaning the balls. They're not.
You telling me this manager going to be hounding this kid that makes $6, $7, what's minimum wage? $7.50? An hour screaming to yell at him, he gonna
clean these bowling balls.
Man, there's nothing to happen, dude.
That kid'll walk out on.
There's nothing to happen. It's not gonna happen. Then they always say, put your balls back. Oh yeah, I'm gonna go grab my corona ball and put it back for the next motherfucker.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
Let me stick my corona foot in this shoe so I can give it to the next person. Oh, you're spraying disinfectant? No, that ain't even real disinfectant.
Yeah. And they talking about I saw the casinos had that they'll be switching the cards. You telling me, so now this sounds like y'all, it's going to be fixed games now. So you're going to be just, it's going to be some weird cards come out of nowhere that we're going to use at the table to play blackjack. And, you know, now they can just bring a deck of cards that never, you know, never reach the number you need. The poker card is going to be all crazy. Because you know they're finna try to get some of this revenue back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot to think about. It's a lot that they didn't think about before they just start rolling out these phases. And they can say all they wanted to that they thought about it and they confided with this person and that person. Nah, y'all didn't do enough.
You know how many companies filed for bankruptcy in the last 2 months? JCPenney's, J. Crew.
I was just watching that on the news before I came.
One went all the way out of business. Was it Pier 1?
I don't know.
Pier 1 went, we're done. Don't come back. Hertz rental car.
They're going to be selling cars pretty soon.
Yeah, they're going to be selling cars. So if you want to buy a used car soon, keep a lookout.
Yeah, keep paying attention because they're trying to get rid of their cars.
So it's going to be – somebody else went under too. Now, Neiman Marcus.
Neiman Marcus, yeah.
Yeah, bankrupt.
Yeah. So a lot of people filing for bankruptcy.
So clothing stores. Oh, I'm going to go try on this. You go try on something with a little crone on it. Because, you know, five people tried on that same shirt that you tried on that day.
Then you see the little cornflake man walking down your shoulder.
Gotcha.
Oh, shit.
How you doing, buddy?
My name's Corey.
I mean, life is different. Yeah. Like, it's going to be different.
It is. And have you noticed that you haven't heard anything about the heat killing the virus anymore? What happened today? I thought once it got hot, we were supposed to be in the clear.
Man, don't listen to that dude.
You know, it's been triple digits, at least out here and in Arizona, for the past week. We've been reaching triple digits. So that means we should be corona-free.
Don't listen to that dude.
We should be corona-free. According to my president,
he said,
my favorite president,
the greatest,
we should be corona-free.
He's doing the best job he can. if he didn't close off the borders to China. So that's another thing. He always throws out that saying, if I close off the borders, guess what? Guess who can come back from China? Americans. You telling me also because they're American in China, they couldn't catch the virus? He acts like he just shut it all the way off. If you was American, you can come back home. Just like people that came from Italy. They came back home. If there's American. Oh, well, you're American. It's not going to be. Motherfucker, what are you talking about? You didn't stop anything. You stopped people that are Chinese, that Chinese are over there from coming here. But if they were Chinese American and they had to come home, they was over there on business, they brought it with them. What are you talking about?
A little bit of Rona on it.
I understand trying to be positive, but you have to be realistic. People are dying. I mean, you know what's so crazy? You know how we went to go pick up my mom? And we brought her home. My mom was in rehab for a while. And we brought her home 2 weeks ago. They sent me a letter. At one point, it was only one person in there. They sent me a letter last week. There's 24 people positive in there now.
How'd it go from 1 to 24 just that quick?
Bruh, they're lying. Everybody lying. Everybody lying. And what's so crazy, there's a nursing home out here that's in Summerlin. Matter of fact, me and Quincy was looking at it from me and my mom. And we was like, you know, we'll pay half of you. We'll have to probably pay a little bit more with her insurance and this and that. This place had 60-something and 24 people died. And this is supposed to be one of the best nursing homes in Las Vegas. People up there paying an arm and leg. And they're getting it. 24 people. 24 people, and they're not even notifying. And then on top of that, you know what they in trouble with now? Taking these people's stimulus checks and just doing whatever they want to stimulus. Yeah, taking the people's stimulus checks.
The nursing home people.
Yeah, the nursing home. The people's stimulus checks that they've been sending out.
Jeez Louise.
And they put it to the bottom line. Crazy. I was about to say something else. I don't want to get sued, but... But yeah, but that's just what it is. It's crazy. Wow. And everything's about a dollar. That's why we opening it back up. It's about money. Because we can't.
That's the only reason we open it back
up. Yeah, we got to get this going. And, you know, the cure is, how do they put it? The cure is, I can't hide it. They put it some way. Like, cure is worse than the virus. So we got to open back up. Like, what?
I guess.
So, anyways, everybody be safe. Wash your hands. Make sure you pay attention to. Don't grab every door handle. Wear gloves if you have to. If you compromise, if you have a compromised immune system, stay away from people. Stay away from groups. Social distance. Keep some hand sanitizer. And
which we know y'all not going to do anyway.
Well, yeah.
But you know, it's good to hear it.
Yeah, because a whole bunch of you dirty motherfuckers.
And just remember, if you see a little cornflake run past you,
that's
better take off running. That's wrong. He coming for you.
Yeah.
He like Mr. Hanky the Christmas poop.
Oh, man.
Hidey-ho.
Hidey-ho, and I'm going to make you sick and kill your grandma, nigga.
Man.
So if, but if the corona look like, we said cornflake, but if you look like the frosting flakes, you better really run.
That's that new strain.
That's that new strain. That's the one that's getting the little kids right there.
Yeah, because you know they like to pick stuff up and put it in their mouth.
Yeah, did you ever see that video with the
flake running around?
The mom
pick it up and put it in there.
Did you see the video with the mom at the checkout stand? She had gloves on, mask on, and her child is sitting there just licking the damn basket.
I didn't see that.
Oh my god!
I would have been living, lady. You don't see your child licking this damn basket.
But why you have gloves and mask on your child? And, yeah, don't have nothing. I mean, he's like to. He was just licking the basket. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck, man? File charges on her. File charges on her.
Oh, goodness. It's.
Yeah, like the chick in Baltimore left her kids in the car while she went to go get her nails done. And check this out. Police come up. They're like, who are your kid belong to? And then, so they go knocking on businesses. They go to a nail salon that ain't even supposed to be open. They got the blinds down so nobody can see in there.
Oh, my God.
And guess what? Her ass went to jail. Mama going right to jail to get some French manicure. You leave a six-month-old and a three-year-old, two-year-old? Whatever. Mm-hmm. But anyways, you're in the medical field. I appreciate everything you do. Keep your head up and stay safe.
Yep. Definitely appreciate everybody in the medical field.
Yeah.
Definitely.
These politicians, on the other hand,
they don't care.
Fuck them. Both sides, too.
They don't care. Whether they Democrat or Republican, they all don't care.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see. So, one last thing before we get up out of here. So, there's a new thing that they want to add, excuse me, to the stimulus. I don't know if you caught it or not.
What's that?
This is the latest stimulus update. So, it's the $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to give that to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they took it down from 1,000 to back down to 500 or what?
Dependents.
For dependents.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they did that yet.
I know they said they're going to add adult dependents now.
Yeah.
Adult, and like, you know, if you're going to college and your parents still claim you on their taxes, mm-hmm. they can get 500 for you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, senior citizens, if you're claiming, you know, someone that's handicapped or older. That's it?
No. I guess they did put it back. So it says the current bill would carry the enhanced unemployment benefit of $600 per week to January 2021, which is good.
I don't think they're gonna let that slide. I don't think they're gonna do that.
They probably won't, but I mean, it helps a lot, you know, for people that are actually getting it. It helps a lot. But I know Republicans want to take that out because they want that to end now.
Yeah,
they don't even want to wait till July. They want it to end now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the thing that they're trying to do is they're trying to give people incentives to come back to work. And that incentive is, I believe, on that next stimulus is an extra $450.
Oh, to go back to work.
That they want to give you for going back to work.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, it's an extra $450. But I'm sorry, $450 extra ain't worth my life.
Well, if the $600 in, what are you going to do?
I mean, I'm still do what I do. I mean, I've been putting money away. So, I'm good. You know, I've been doing what I need to do.
Well,
saving my money. Because since I can't go anywhere, what am I going to spend it on?
Groceries,
that's it.
Fast food,
We do a lot of cooking at the house, so there's no need. You know,
bills.
So it's only going to bills and groceries.
But did you see what Mark Cuban... He told them that, well, actually, somebody in the Senate is actually thinking it's a good idea. Send out debit cards and you have to spend it. But you can't spend it on bills. You have to go out and, like, grocery stores, you know,
the mall and all
mall,
that stuff.
Yeah. Services to get things boosted because a lot of these businesses are not coming back, Dad. And even if they do come back, after a restaurant business. Restaurants have a small margin. Like, they have to go off tips. They have to overcharge on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are not going to eat. I'm not going after no damn restaurant. I'm telling you that right now.
Certain places are now charging you a COVID-19 surcharge.
Right. And then things that are short, like beef. Like, when I went to Roberto's and I got me 2 beef tacos. I got charged $1.50 more they already $3 already. So you telling me I need to pay $4.50 for guess what's going to happen now? I'm not coming back. Real talk. I'm not paying no $4.50 for no fucking taco. Who the fuck?
A little small taco at that. Like, it's not even that big. It's a Taco Bell size taco.
It's the same taco with different meat. That's 99 cents on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
You telling me that I what?
Yeah.
Fuck you. Yeah. See, people that's on a budget, people that's unemployed, they're not gonna come back. They're just gonna go grocery store and buy some food and make it at the house. And that's how a lot of these businesses are gonna go under. A coronavirus fee. Well, we can't really keep the meat. Da, 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 da. Well, You run out of meat, you need to put it on the sign, tell people you ain't got it no more. That's how I look at it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't charge me an extra $1.50. What that's gonna do? Make the motherfucking beef grow faster?
Exactly.
Fuck
you. What y'all gonna do? Start going out back and cooking some pigeons?
Yeah. And then y'all with this bullshit ass hand sanitizer in stores. It costs 3 times more. It don't even look like the damn Purell we had. Purell, yeah, at least it's thick in your hands. You can rub it around.
Nah, it's all water.
Yeah, it's all water. They're like, hold on, what the hell is this? This shit dripping all on the ground? And
yeah,
I can't touch the ground because the corona down there. What the fuck, man?
So not only are you now charging me more,
nah,
but it's not even the same product.
Milk, eggs, all going up. Cheese is expensive. Like, everything is going up. And people running around here with, you know, we got 39, almost 40 million. Well, you know what? It's more than that, people unemployed. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I mean, good luck to everybody that's going back to work in the coming weeks. You know, you guys stay safe. Make sure you're wearing your PPE. Make sure your job is providing your PPE.
Yeah.
If they're not,
hold them accountable.
There's an issue.
Hold them accountable.
Because every establishment is responsible for supplying their employees with what they need to work. So if they don't, go ahead and contact your local congressman. Not even your local congressman. Contact freaking labor board.
Yeah. And y'all assholes for taking these people $2 hazard pay away from them. Because the virus ain't gone. They're still supposed to get their hazard pay.
But now you want to take it away because they're opening up.
It's ending this month. It's ending Sunday. Because the first is Monday, right? So it's ending Sunday. And then they're going to try to give these people a little punk-ass bonus.
Yeah.
While they racking in the money. That's nothing before we go. All the billionaires that have added more wealth. Like so the corporations are making the money, but the little man is getting fucked.
Yep.
Like literally with no Vaseline.
Yep.
And this is sad, bro. Sad.
But that's the way of the world,
system,
though.
Yeah, the system is set up the way.
Is built.
For the bankers and the corporations, mm-hmm, they're going to win.
Yep, always. No matter what.
Poor guy working in produce at Smith's. Yeah.
Caught a touch of corona, lost his job.
Yep. Or lost his life.
Yeah, or his life.
Sad shit, bro.
Mm-hmm. But we're going to get up out of here. Hope y'all enjoy. Catch y'all on the rebound.
Peace.